The area-wide mill rate will be 13.891. That means property taxpayers will contribute about $13.89 for every $1,000 of their property value. For example, a $100,000 house would require a payment of $1,389 in taxes. Last year's was 13.892. This year's rate is 1/1,000th less. The Assembly passed a budget on May 14th. Debbie Brady, Chief Financial Officer, says the value of the property in the borough was underestimated and will bring in about $4 million more in revenue for fiscal 2021. So at that May 14th meeting, the Assembly set aside $1.6 million for property taxes by the Fort Knox mine, which is arguing with the borough over property value. They sent an extra $500,000 to the school district to help with pandemic expenses and assigned $1.9 million back to the borough's general fund unassigned fund balance, making the draw on the fund balance only about $5.6 million instead of $7.5 million.
In accordance with the Assembly's May 14th actions, the $1.6 million for Fort Knox is set aside, $500,000 is going back to the school district, and the remaining $1.9 million is reducing the draw on the general fund's unassigned fund balance.
Assemblymember Matt Cooper told citizens where to find the figures in the borough documents.
I just wanted to note for the public listening that substitute attachment A has the revised mill rates in it and keeps the mill rate almost the same and actually very slightly less than last year.
The borough budget is $140,568,829. That's without the road, fire, and other service areas. It still has to be reviewed and finalized by the borough's finance department. Last year's budget was slightly higher, $142 million. Tax bills go out on June 30th, and the first installment is due by September 1st.